You've been listening to Mentoring Matters, Mentoring in Today's Business World with hosts Rainey Petrin and Dave Carson. If you have a question for Rainey, Dave, or their guests, please call us now at 1-866-472-5790. That's 1-866-472-5790. Now, back to Mentoring Matters.
Well, welcome back, everybody. We were just finishing with our guest, John, who we were talking about the idea of managing a professional mentoring program. And we were talking about it really from the perspective of managing the pairs. But what I'd like to do, Dave, if I can, is talk a little bit more about, from a business perspective, overall perspective, what's the value behind having a professionally managed program? One of the things I can think about, Dave, is quality control. You know, if you've got a program that's managed, you can make sure the quality of that program is high, because what you do is you're really going to be talking about criteria for being in the program. You're going to make sure that the pairs are meeting. You're going to be able to make sure that the outcomes are positive.
Absolutely. And, again, this goes back to a design where the program manager is really involved and has a good say. And, I mean, the program manager is the catalyst and, of course, the driving force behind the mentoring program. And as we heard from John, keeping a tab on what's happening within the program, because overall quality can just slide if mentoring pairs aren't meeting at all. And as you heard from John, who is a really good program manager, he kept tabs on things from the start right through.
Absolutely.
I was just wondering, really, who's best to be program manager?
Well, that's a good question, and one that gets asked often. And at least in the States, I don't know how it might be in the UK or Europe, but at least for us, it generally would be somebody who's involved in the development of the talent within the organization. And that's usually someone from human resources. It could be someone from diversity, training, the new kind of personnel called knowledge management experts and so forth. That tends to be where they come from in terms of within the organization. Sometimes, on rare occasions where perhaps a organization is putting in a professionally managed program in just one part of the company, they may not have an HR function. It may just be like, you know, the sales division, for example, or you know, the research division. There it might be somebody who is simply a leader, a specific manager, who is going to be taking on that responsibility. But most often, it tends to be people in HR, diversity, and training.
I think that's the same here in the UK. And that was the interesting thing about the City of London Police Program. We had Inspector Kate Lichtensteiger, who is a serving police officer, but also as part of the HR team. But John Alessora, he was a project manager within the organization.
Oh, okay.
And I think the two work really well.
Yep.
John using his skills as a planning the program, etc.
I think what's more important is not so much what level they're at or what the title is, but the quality, the characteristics they bring to the job of being a program manager.
I think that's right, Rennie. I think credibility is key in the process.
What do you mean by that?
Well, someone that people in the program can look to, know that you know, a job's going to be done. If they have a query, if they have a problem, they know that they can rely on this person, and they're credible within the organization.
That's really a good one.
I think well connected in the organization as well, Rennie. I'm not saying they have a fantastic network, but you know, they're known within the organization, and I think that's really important as well.
Yeah, I also think one of the other pieces for me is the ability to communicate with all levels within the organization.
Yes.
Because to your point you just said is that I have to be able to deal with senior management, because they're often involved in the mentoring process. I need to deal with the line managers of the mentees. I need to deal with the mentors and the mentees. And so I need to have a facility, and I need to be able to be credible for all of those levels within the organization. Because when people have an issue, they're going to come to me. And I think the challenge for program managers is that when there's an issue they have to confront, let's say, senior management about, they've got to be able to do that. They have to have that sense of, I can handle that. I can go in there albeit in a tactful way, bring up an issue that's important. You know, for example, if a senior manager is a mentor and is not meeting with his or her mentoree, I have to confront that. You know, I mean, the mentee could certainly do that, but that doesn't lead to anything. in there as a program manager and say, hey, you know, I mean, we have to talk about an issue. This is not working. And that's really critical. The person has to be able to communicate with all levels of the organization.
Absolutely. And, of course, the other thing, Rennie, is time.
Program managers,
I mean, I think I've yet to be in an organization where the program manager is managing the mentoring program and nothing else. They normally have other job functions. And if they're involved in HR, I'm sure in the States, just like here, the HR functions are very, very busy at times. And so managing the program in terms of the time aspect is absolutely critical and key to the whole thing, keeping ticking over.
I agree. Now, John had talked about that in the earlier segment about time, but he wasn't specific about how much time, and maybe it may be helpful to people who are listening for us to give them a sense of what normally happens for us. We go into a program and help create and manage a program. And I find that what I generally tell program managers is the first 90 days when you're actually going to create the design and do the recruiting and do the interviewing, doing the matching is the most labor-intensive.
Yes.
And it takes, you know, a while to get that through. Whereas once you start, once the peers have been trained, you start managing them, if you will, or overseeing them, that's actually a lot less time. I think the average, I find, from the time the peers begin to work together to the time the program ends, which is usually a year, the amount of time a program manager spends in following up is anywhere between 3 to 5 hours a month. Is that something that you found, Dave, in your practice as well?
I would say that's about right, Rennie. You know, an hour or so a week. Some weeks may pass and, you know, there's no involvement whatsoever.
Yep.
But, you know, you mentioned something there about the first 90 days, and that's when we go into organizations and help them create the program. What I say to program managers then, this is where you're going to find a payback on investment. Invest the time now to design the program properly, and you're not going to sit with your feet up all the way through, that's for sure. But you're certainly going to reap the rewards, because if we don't think about it now, then there may be a lot of things down the way that we haven't thought of, and you're going to be running around chasing your tail at times.
I think that's such a good point there.
Yeah, and I think John mentioned something when he was on there, even to the detail that we thought about on the shift work for the police.
Uh-huh.
We thought about the cycle of when people will be on shift and off shift.
Yep.
That took a bit of thinking through, but, you know, John's just told us there is success rate of the mentoring pairs, and I believe that was a crucial factor in reaping the rewards of that success, was the fact that we thought about the detail up front and
invested
the time.
Absolutely. And I think, you know, I give the same message to people here in the States, and I think what the audience may not appreciate, and perhaps it's important to share that with them, is, you know, people say, well, you know, how long does it take to do all of this? Well, we could design a program in roughly about 8 to 12 hours with the task force internally. And in that time, we are going through all these questions. We are talking about various design points, and we've talked about some of this in previous shows, so I don't want to repeat this here, but there's that period of time. And once you've got this thing created, then it's just a matter of implementing. And that's just a matter of having the time to market the program, and usually that takes anywhere between 2 to 4 weeks, perhaps. And then once that's done, then it's a question of matching, and you can match pairs. And you can generally match 20 or 30 pairs in about half a day, and you've got the training. Then that's it.
That's it, exactly, yeah. Rennie. I think the other thing that we should mention here regarding managing the program, and it's something we bring to all organizations we work with, is the endless amounts of documentation we have should they want to use it to help them organize a program.
Yeah.
Now, I know that all organizations will have their own style, their own brand, but I've yet to find an organization, Rennie, that hasn't found our documentation very, very useful. Simple to use. We don't use very many questions, but they're key questions that have been refined over years, and they're fantastic for getting good feedback from the peers at the various stages that the program is going through.
Well, and it, you know, if we could just spend maybe what we call a blatant plug here at this point is, and I said this before, we end up with a 90% success rate in matching.
Yes.
And that's been our record in the last 18 years, the work we've done. And that, I think, is due to the fact that, you know, again, when we work a program manager, it's designed well, the whole process is there, and it's been tested and improve it over 18 years so that when you put in a program for manager mentors, you're practically guaranteed success.
Absolutely.
You know, and I think that, that's why when it comes to managing a mentoring program, it does not need to take a lot of time. It will take some time, but the amount of time you'll invest, as you said at the very beginning, is going to be well worth it, because if you build it right, it'll take care of itself to some extent. If you don't build it right, you're constantly trying to plug the leaks. You're trying to, we've got to do this addition here. We've got to solve this problem. We've got to go get that fire done. And that's what you end up doing. So you actually spend more time in the long run if you don't design it well than you would if you took the time initially.
The other thing that I know that is useful, Rennie, in managing the program are the three meetings throughout the year, the quarterly meetings.
Yes.
Where we come in and we talk with the program manager, we talk with the mentors, we talk with the mentorees. Now, John mentioned earlier that some of the mentors may well feel as if they're isolated, but as soon as they know the program manager's there, it really helps. And I think, you know, the program managers feel the same when we come in. And I know we contact them regularly by telephone or email, but actually going in there on a quarterly basis, it really does help program managers. I really think it motivates them, if they're needing motivation at all, into managing the program. And
yeah,
the quarterly meetings themselves, when mentors and mentorees come in, you know, people have said, you know, I just seem to wander in. There's no intrusion. It's just a nice time to talk about what's going on, and you know that things are going to get done.
Yes, and I think that's part of the process. That's why we have certification. You know, our certification process consists in 100 contact hours with the program manager over the course of the entire process, at the very beginning of design, through the entire program to the end. And I think it's because we view ourselves as partners in the process.
Yeah.
And we're always there, and that's part of the support the program manager has. So to your point, program manager supports the program. We support the program manager, so they're not doing this by themselves. And once they've had that contact with us, then they become the experts.
Oh, that's right, buddy.
That's really a key point. Well, we have to take a break right now. We'll come back for our last segment. Dave and I will be back shortly.